Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we're breaking down a lot of college football tonight, of course, because the season starts for real tomorrow night with several games Thursday, Friday, full regular college football slate on Saturday, and then a couple standalones on Sunday and Monday night to really kick off the regular season. Probably could have put some better games on those standalones, by the way, just so you know. Could have put some better games, Joe, with all the games they had on the schedule this week.
Like, what do you mean?
I guess I can give them a pass for LSU, Florida State. That's fine because those are, you know,
right,
quote unquote brand names.
The game in Atlanta, Georgia Tech, and
that game sucks. They could have did better on Monday night.
Yep, but like what? Who would you? Cincinnati, Arkansas would have been a great matchup, but it wouldn't.
Yeah,
have
but that's not. There's not enough. Not enough not sexiness enough to that.
Right.
Not enough
there's
juice.
No,
you
no
know,
national...
there's no Dabo. You don't have Dabo in there.
Right.
DJU.
Right.
So. By the way, I don't know if you saw this yet or not on FD. What'd you see?
Slovis.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, forget it. I thought you were talking about.
They now let you for NFL, and I don't want to just rack your brain here. I'm gonna make your head explode when I tell you this. They now let you parlay like a bunch of season long props together.
Like what do you
on
mean?
FanDuel?
What are you talking
so
about?
Go. You got the app open real fast.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, go to NFL. Go to NFL.
Oh, the NFL.
Go to NFL.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Go to receiving props, just as an example. Okay. Now you see the first thing there, regular season receiving touchdowns?
Yeah.
So you see how they have 6+, have 8+, have 10+, have 12+?
Mm-hmm.
You can click those, and look at this. They let you, you can parlay up to 7 of those together. Now, I don't know if they let you mix and match guys to have 6 and 12.
I tried. No, I can't. They don't do it. Not by me. What do you mean they let you parlay? I try to do Mark. I just took the first two, Mark Andrews and Mike Evans. Andrews over 6, Evans over 8. I can't do a parlay.
So you have to keep it in the same number.
Yeah, 6.
Okay.
Right.
So there
let
you
me
go.
Just
so if you want to,
let me just make sure.
No, it is. I just did it. You can't do it. So you got to keep them in the same number. But they
no,
have
you
this,
can't
Joe.
Even do that? I don't think.
Yes, you can. It says it right there. Up to 6 selections in a parlay.
Keep, right. Yeah. Right.
You just have to keep it on the same number. Now, can you mix and match receiving
with the
rushing?
Like,
I don't think you can. No.
That,
nope. It has to be the same market.
You know what that's called too much exposure.
Yeah. Well,
that's too much exposure.
But Joe, these can get you
want to
talk about. You want to talk about something we can have a lot of fun with. That's something that we can.
Yeah, that's down the horizon. We got
right,
so
Joe,
much
I know.
College football.
I know. This is all on your mind right now.
I know you're sidewinded with the NFL.
I just know they just put that up. That hasn't been there. Letting you parlay all those season long
like
props.
We're out to dinner right now, right? And all of a sudden, we're ordering everything on the left side of the menu. Sauteed mushrooms, asparagus. What do you want? Meatballs? Do I bring that? Eggplant rollentini? And we're eating and we're fine. Until the guy goes, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, we got fried calamari. And you're like, you know what? Yeah, bring that. Like, why? Why?
Because.
It's not even necessary.
Glutton.
We're eating. We're fine right now. We're fine.
Glutton. Glutton.
All right,
Joe. So, Oklahoma State, Gundy and company, at home against the Chippewas of Central Michigan 58.5 is the total. 22.5 is the number. Now, me and you are both very high on Oklahoma State this year. We both have tickets for them to win the Big 12. We have tickets for them to get 10-plus wins. I don't think there's a question of whether or not they win this game, Joe. Although they also have had a couple of hiccups in the past at home.
Tulsa recently.
I think they'll be okay. The question to you, Joe, is the 22.5. Are they covering that?
I think Central Michigan with Lou Nichols and the rushing attack is completely one-dimensional. So I think as long as Oak State is as good as they were last year in run support, and I think they will be with Derek Mason, 7 starters come back on defense, I think they're going to shut them down. I need Spencer Sanders to jump out and challenge them over the top, Central Michigan. That's my only concern. But if I'm picking this team to win the Big 12, I cannot look at the past in terms of where they struggled. I think this is the most complete team in the Big 12. I'm going to lay it with Oak State.
Laying it down. 22.5 for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I'm going to lay it too, Joe. I'm laying this tomorrow night. I think that this is going to be a big year for Gundy. Big year. Starts it off right, getting the Chippewas under the lights at Stillwater. Make it happen. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us tonight. Yankees still lead the Angels 2-0, bottom of the sixth. Cole still going for the Yanks. Stassi's leading off the inning here. All right, Joe, let's do the two bigger games for Thursday night. We'll start with the backyard brawl. This is a 7 o'clock Eastern kick on the leader. This used to be, Joe, one of the best rivalries in college football. And unfortunately, they have not played since Pitt left the Big East, along with Syracuse, etc., to go to the ACC. West Virginia would eventually then find their way to the Big 12. And they have reacquainted themselves here, Joe, this weekend, or shall I say tomorrow night, with the game in Pitt. So this is the 105th meeting of the backyard brawl, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. And that they haven't played in, what is it, 11 or 12 years? I think 20.
Right.
2010, Joe? 2011? Last time they played the backyard brawl?
2010 was the last time they played.
Right. So, 7.5 for Pitt and your boy Narduzzi.
My boy.
Another one of your favorites. You love this guy. 51.5 is the total for this game. Yeah. West Virginia, as we're going to talk about in a little bit, Joe, I think they're going to have themselves a real long year.
I think so, too. I'm under the win total. It's not.
I'm on the under
bets,
as well. I'm on the under.
But let's just talk about it. They do have 4 offensive line starters coming back, but to me that doesn't matter. They could not run the football effectively last year. Quarterback play was terrible with Jared Daigle and the backups there. They were put into predictable long third downs. They were held under 100 yards in 7 of the 13 games. They lost all 7 by 12.6 points per game. And I don't think JT Daniels, by the way, is any better. I'm sorry. I'm not there. Oh, JT Daniels is in Morgantown. Great. When's the last time JT stepped up in a big game? He was the Gatorade Player of the Year when he went to USC. He completed 59% of his passes, looked like a deer in the headlights, and then transferred to Georgia, took the money, and never played. So you tell me, outside the win, he didn't win that game week 1 against Clemson. It was the front 7. They sacked DJU, what, 7 times in that game? Come on. Yeah. Their only touchdown came on a pick 6. It's not like JT Daniels was lighting up Clemson's secondary.
He wasn't good in that game.
No. Here's the thing. Pitt has the better defensive front. Okay? They had 51 sacks last year. They're still good in the interior. As long as they win the battle up front, they're going to force them into predictable long third downs. And then, you know what, take your chances. Do you like Slovis? Do you like JT Daniels? Now, I will say this. the fact that Slovis, without even playing a football game, comes out and basically gives West Virginia bulletin board material, FU, he says to West Virginia, are you nuts? Are you nuts? Come on, how do you do that? How does he do that?
Two former USC quarterbacks, of course, as we've discussed at length. But he stinks. They both these guys stink, Joe. They really do. But I think Pittsburgh's the better team overall.
I'm sitting on a 6.5 ticket, but I tell you
that's good. Good for you. Get the can out.
Get the can. That's what scares me, though. What scares me. No?
Of course. I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised, Joe, if this goes a little bit higher by tomorrow night. Could touch 8, 8.5. I'm nervous about the half, Joe, but I'm going to lay it. I'm laying it with Pitt. I think that they're a lot better in several areas, and I think that they win this game handily.
You think it's an under, or you think it's an over? Neil Brown,
I think it's an over, actually. I think it's an over, actually. I think there'll be some points.
I think
35-24 Pitt. How about that? Right in that area. 35-24. Like a 10-11 point win goes over the 51.
You might get, I mean, I think it might, I'm sitting on under 51.5 too, because I put the bet on in June because I thought it would creep lower, but that's besides the point. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Why are you laughing? Because I put it on in June?
Yeah. Hey, the 6.5 worked out for you in June.
Yeah, I got the I got a lot of CLV. It doesn't mean it's right, though.
You're going to be filling up that can a lot this weekend, Joe. I know you are.
I'm going to put my head on.
Fill that can up. All right, final for me, Joe. Pitt -7.5 and over 51.5 for this game. That's where I'm
going. I'm not touching the total, but I'm with you on Pitt.
Not touching the total? All right, maybe a little in-game for Joe. We'll see if we can get Joe involved at some point. We'll see if we can do that. And finally, Joe, big game for Thursday night, Penn State and Purdue, which is the big game, of course, on Big Fox. -3.5 road favorite for Penn State, 53.5 is the total. Purdue last year, Joe, played very well. Give Brahm and them a lot of credit. Yes. They had some big wins. They beat Iowa when they were ranked second. They beat Michigan State when they were ranked third. Ah, this guy Otani. You know, Joe, he couldn't homer for me last night. Tonight he hits one over dead center for against Cole. Is this guy serious? Sorry,
Joe. Key word is hump.
It's hump. Couldn't get me a homer last night for that ticket. Tonight, dead
tonight
red.
He's bled. Dead red, right? He's sitting dead red, right?
Amazing. Cole stinks, too. Sorry, Joe. Purdue big wins last year. Beat Iowa and Michigan State, where both were ranked in the top three. Mm-hmm. Somehow won that crazy bowl game against Tennessee. Absolutely wild game. So there's a little bit of boost for Purdue coming into this year. Penn State, the absolute opposite. Year started great, and they lost, I believe, 4 out of 6 to finish out the year, Joe, not including the bowl game, which they lost to Arkansas, too.
Did not play well, and we know that the Achilles heel for James Franklin is that they don't play well on the road, typically. He's a better home coach than he is. At home, under James Franklin, 33-7 straight up. That's an 825 winning percentage. On the road, they struggle. But they got the victory against Wisconsin last year. He was prepared. It's Yurcich's second year as the OC. The kid Allen is tearing up camp, the running back, along with Singleton, and they have Lee there as well. I think the running game is going to be much better, and that front seven still legit. I don't think Purdue is going to be able to run the football. I really don't. Now, do you feel like Penn State could get pressure? I think they can. Manny Diaz loves to blitz, and I think that's a situation. The old line of Purdue going up against the front seven, and I got to give the secondary the advantage over the wide receivers. Tight end is critical. If you want to play a prop, the tight end for Purdue – very good, and that's a weakness of Penn State. That burned them in Michigan. So if you get a prop on the tight end, He might have a big night. But I think this is a bloodbath. People are going to laugh at me. I think it's a double-digit win. I think Penn State runs at will. They've won 9 straight in the series. I know that doesn't matter. Last time they played was 2019. But the history, you know, is Penn State's doesn't lose to Purdue. I think that Clifford has a big night as well. I think this is the over game. I could see this game. I could see Penn State getting into the high 40s.
High 40s?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think the game is going to be that. I don't think they're going to score that much. I think Purdue wins the game outright, to be quite honest with you.
All right.
I'm taking Purdue. I'm not. I probably, Joe, won't have the stones to play the money line, but I'm taking the 3.5. I'm going to take the 3.5 with Purdue. You could probably talk me in the over, but you got me nervous with the Purdue in the high 40s. You could talk me into this, Joe, when we come back, but that's what I mean. Penn State in the high 40s, but... I think 53.5 is very attainable. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Yeah, Joe, I don't know about high 40s for Penn State. That you make me nervous when you say that. You really do.
Look,
so that makes me feel like you think they're going to absolutely throttle them on the road tomorrow night. How many? What's Penn State? What's Purdue scoring then? What's the score of this game?
I could see 45-24.
So you think they're going to throttle them?
Well, I just.
I mean, 20 plus points, that would be a beating.
I have an issue with. I really believe the front seven of Penn State has a significant advantage over the O line of Purdue. But that's me. Not everybody might see it that way. And I just think the one problem for Penn State last year was they couldn't run the football consistently. Noah Kane, in my opinion, was a much better running back than Kayvon Lee. And at the end of the day, They did not utilize their running backs correctly. Yurcich did an okay job, but it's year number two. Now he has to understand how this talent responds around them. And they got two big play running backs, 5-star recruits, the kid Allen and the kid Singleton. They're tearing up camp. You have now 3 running backs you can implement, utilize them out of the backfield, fresh legs. The one thing James Franklin doesn't get enough credit with is that defensive front. For me, I think he's done a fantastic job on the defensive side of the ball. They are very disciplined for years now. Very rarely do they give up a lot of chunk plays. They did last year against Michigan. That cost them. They played man-to-man. Brent Pry, bad call. And a couple of plays against Ohio State. I just think the offensive line is going to be much better as well. So we'll see. I mean, again, Aiden O'Connell's a good quarterback, and he has playmakers, and Jeff Brohm is going to look to push tempo, but that secondary led by Porter, they're going to be good. And I think they have the potential to be better than what they were last year, and they were lights out last year. Penn State secondary was one of the best in the Big Ten.
They won opening day on the road last year in Wisconsin, right? That game was on the road when they won
dogs.
That game.
They got the pick six by Brisker.
Yeah,
not pick six, but they got the fumble recovery inside. Remember, Chris did the pitch. They recovered the fumble.
Well, that guy, your boy for Wisconsin was awful in that game.
My boy, I mean, he's not my boy.
He was awful.
He's a hump.
All right, Joe, I'm taking Purdue plus the 3.5, and I will probably, hopefully, do something with the money line as well. I think they're going to beat Penn State tomorrow night.
Well, like I said, it wouldn't shock me, Carver. It's a conference game. And last year we saw a Big Ten conference game on a Thursday night. Kenneth Walker abused Northwestern as a dog. I think it was the same spread, only flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember they were catching 3 last year. And Kenneth never needed them. Northwestern with Hunter Johnson was laying 3.5. Now, let me just say this. I always, I think I have dyslexia, but I just wanted to bring this up. in case people didn't know, Milton Wright, with the leading wide receiver, was kicked off, not kicked off the team, but he was suspended. He's not with Purdue. So he's supposed to be, was supposed to be the guy to back up Bell. And then Payne Durham is the tight end. He could have a huge night. So if you're playing props, I, on the Purdue side, go with Durham.
There you go. So that's our Thursday night slate for college football. Me and Joe, of course, will be on probably almost the entire second half of that Penn State game, and we'll have the late night games. I know a couple of people sent me some lines already that Arizona State game is 27 against Northern Arizona.
I feel like I want to take the over there with Emory Jones. Now you got me looking at that game. It was a game I wasn't even going to play. You got me looking at this game. This is what happens when we start doing that. You throw out games, and I'm like, let me just look at it. I'm looking at promos. I was calling Payne Durham, Durham Payne. I'm like, Purdom? What? I couldn't think of it. I'm telling you, late night, you get like dyslexia. I've been up for like 18 hours already.
Let's let's try to slide in here, Joe, before we get out of here tonight. Really, with the season starting tomorrow,
yes,
this is really the last chance to get some of these over-unders before the season starts. A lot of places do take them off the board once the season starts. Some do allow you to – they do adjust them during the season as you go. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, Joe, these markets close once a team plays their first game.
Right.
So let's go with some of our favorites.
Okay.
Here, go ahead, Joe. Give me one that you like. We'll try to bounce it back and forth here. Give me a couple of.
Yeah, I like Texas Tech in the Big 12. A 5.5 number, I think, is very manageable. It's a little juice to the over at -140, but that I think this is a team that could be a 7-8 or even a 9-win football team this year. Wouldn't shock me with Joey McGuire, Tyler Shuck, former Oregon quarterback, gets the nod. If he fails, they could still fall on Donovan Smith, that I still think is the best quarterback on the roster, but we'll see. Taj Brooks, Sir Roderick Thompson, two dynamic running backs. They average over 5 yards per carry, and that defense is a lot better than people think. This guy, Joey McGuire, is infusing intensity every day on social media. The kids are unified. I'm telling you, Texas Tech week 3 is going to give NC State a game. But that being said, I'm all over the 5.5. I think they're a 7-8 or a 9-win football team this year.
So over 5.5, Texas Tech for Gopher to 2 to start things off. I'm going to go with an under, Joe, to start for me. And I love the under for Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss this year.
Really?
Coming off, I love the under. Look. All right. Big Ten win year last year. Great job by Lane. Corral was outstanding. Team won a bunch of really crazy games too, Joe. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're going to have as much gas this year. All right? They're obviously going to have a big change at the quarterback position. And schedule-wise as well, Joe, a lot tougher for Ole Miss. The number is 7.5. I will be playing the under, which is +105. So you got a lot of juice to that over. I understand it. But listen to these road games, Joe. I think they could lose, you know, all of them. At LSU, at Texas A&M, at Arkansas. That's three games right there, Joe, that I think would be very tricky for them to win. They also play Alabama. Let's not forget that. And I don't care where that game gets played. They're not going to win it. I think they could lose to Kentucky this year, even though the game's at home. The Egg Bowl's always tricky. I think this is a 7-5 year for Lane. So I'm going to play the under 7.5 with Ole Miss.
All right, I'm going to go with an under two. You ready?
Yes.
Dino Babers in 6 years at Syracuse is 29-43. Okay? Yep. More importantly, 29-43. The last 2 years in the ACC, he's 3-15 overall. Okay? Their total is 4.5. And I understand they have Tucker. I understand they have a running game. Schrager's their quarterback. That's great. You want to talk about schedule? Louisville, they could lose week one to Malik Cunningham. UConn has improved. We'll give them two. We'll give them a split. There's one. Purdue, Virginia, Wagner, NC State. This is the gauntlet. NC State, Clemson, Notre Dame, Pitt, Florida State, Wake Forest, Boston College. Good luck. Good luck. Sold under 4.5, Syracuse.
They're going to be.
He's out as head coach.
I'm also on this, Joe. This is on my list for tonight, too, is the Syracuse under 4.5. So me and you were lockstep on this one. They could easily, Joe, be double-digit dogs in all of those games from NC State on. Like, all those conference games, they could easily be double-digit dogs. I mean, and that also includes the Notre Dame game, of course. Look, they're going to lose to Purdue and Virginia. I agree with you there. Connecticut and Wagner, sure. I mean, what did I say to you before this Connecticut game against Utah State?
Right.
When I looked at their when I looked at Connecticut's 2.5, I said, man, you think that maybe they could if they could beat Syracuse at home, I might be able to get this. And it's not out of the realm of possibility, Joe. It isn't, because Syracuse absolutely sucks. This will be the last year for Dino Babers. This is how are they winning 5 games with this schedule, Joe? How are they getting to 5?
You tell me. You tell me.
I'm with you.
As good as mine.
Me and you on the under 4.5 for Syracuse here. Give me another one, Joe, since I'm on that with you.
All right, so, you know, I'll throw it out because I'm high on UCLA. I think they're the most complete team in the Pac-12. I love DTR. I think he's a potential long shot at 100-1 for the Heisman. The reason why, all the love for Caleb Williams and USC, if DTR has a legitimate season, and I mean like 30 touchdowns, he rushed for 609 yards last year. He threw for over 20 touchdowns and only 3 picks. This is a kid that can lead this team. They only allowed a .125 to opposing offenses. Very solid in the front 7. Schedule lines up. They should be 5-0 when Utah comes to the Rose Bowl October 1st. I'm buying into Chip Kelly. He got over the hump last year, 8-4. He's under the radar. Everybody's talking USC, Oregon. Who else you want to throw in there? Oregon State, Stanford, you name it. Utah, where's UCLA in the mix? I'm taking the Bruins. I think they are definitely over 8.5. I took them for a 10+. I'm sitting on a 12-1 Pac-12 ticket. You tell me. I think they get to at least 10-2 this year.
I do like the over. I don't know if I can go with you with the 10-2. I think it's possible, but I'm with you that they're going to have another, you know, incline going up for Chip Kelly. Not going to be going backwards this year for me at Pasadena. I'm going with Minnesota next, Joe. Minnesota over the 7.5, -145. We're going to the break. I'll give you a couple of the reasons when we come back, Joe, because I know you like Minnesota and PJ to the over as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe, as I was saying to you as we were going to break, I'm on the Gophers, over the 7.5. Don't mind laying the -145. I look at it this way, Joe, just looking at their schedule, they've got 3 should-win games as their non-conference: New Mexico State, Western Illinois, Colorado, all at home. In terms of the Big Ten schedule, they do play Illinois. They play Rutgers. You know, they get Northwestern at home. They get the Iowa game in their building. A lot of games, Joe, that they're going to be favored in. Could they Wisconsin get revenge on them for last year? Probably. Could they lose at Penn State? Sure. But get me to 8-4? I think that's absolutely doable with this PJ team. Maybe even better than that. So I like the over.
I'm with you. So that's good. I'm glad that you talked about it because I'm in on this over 7.5 as well. Going to go with another under. I believe you're on this as well, but I'm under on Boise State. I am not sold on the identity of this team. I know Hank Backmeyer. Talk about a quarterback there for about 9 years. He's there. I don't even know how long he's there in Boise. Andy Avalos did not turn around this team last year. They lost their identity, couldn't run the football, only averaged around 120 yards per game. That put them into predictable long third downs. That front seven for the last 2 years, they used to be very good against the run. Now they're pedestrian. I'm not buying into it. I think they lost the physicality in the interior. You look at their schedule, they're going to lose week one in Corvallis. I like that team with Jonathan Smith and Chance Nolan at the helm. You look at it, at Oregon State, they face San Diego State, Fresno, at Air Force, BYU, at Wyoming and Utah State. No way. 9 is their total sold under Boise State.
Well, I'll stay in the Mountain West, Joe, and I have another under. I'm not going to play the Boise State one, but I am going to play the Fresno State one, which is also a flat 9. I'm going to play them under. Look, this team getting to 10 wins, sure, they've been very good the past couple years, but I think they lose at USC, obviously. I think they could maybe lose the Oregon State game at home. And the Mountain West is crazy. It's kind of like what we say all the time, Joe, with the Pac-12. These teams, it's almost impossible for them to get through the entire year unscathed. Whether it's one of these crazy late-night games out in the islands or, you know, down in San Diego State. You know, just there's a lot of wacky stuff that happens in these Mountain West games. And I feel like it being a flat 9, there's a bit of a safety net for you there too, Joe. Could it be a push? Yeah. I mean, there's a good chance it's a push. But it's more me betting against. I don't think that they can get to 10. So under Fresno State for me out of the Mountain West.
All right. I want to throw this in because I know people know that we're high on Oak State. So we throwing them into the mix that we're over. I'm over their 8.5. So
yeah,
just
but
want to make sure.
I have a few of these, Joe, where teams are 8.5. And I'm actually, instead of playing the 8.5, I'm going to just play them to win 10 games.
Well, I have that too, though.
Well, I know that, but a couple of these teams, like the juice is so high for them over 8.5 that I'm just going to go the step further and play them this way. Like Oklahoma State's plus 300 to get to 10 wins. What's the juice for 8.5, Joe? What is it right
now?
Plus
110.
Okay. They're a little better. I was looking more towards the Texas A&M and the UCF because I got those coming up too.
I'm taking Oak State. The ones with big juice, I didn't pick. So Oak State to me is 8.5. I think, again, I just want to say it, most complete team, in my opinion, in the Big 12. I think Spencer Sanders elevates his game. At the start of the year, it came on against Notre Dame, came on in two big games against Oklahoma, had to step up. He did. He showed he's a leader. I don't think there'll be that much regression with the defense. And I think Mike Gundy's building a program. I think that's the one thing in terms of he gets talent, but I think now he understands and recognizes what it takes to get to the college football playoff. He was inches away, inches, last year. I don't think they miss it this year. I think they're Big 12 champs. I'm going over 8.5 Oak State.
Okay. And just for the 10-plus wins, Joe, I'll just put these all together for you. Michigan minus 135, UCF plus 140, Texas A&M plus 155. Those are the ones I'm playing for 10 plus wins. Just because those are all teams that were in the 8.5 or 9.5 situation. That I just felt it was better value to just play them to get to 10 wins.
Well, then throw in mine because I have Penn State.
Okay, that's hefty plus 300.
Well.
Yeah, that's a hefty
3-1. So I have to throw them in there as well.
I'll give you another under. West Virginia for me under 5.5.
I like it.
I think this is going to be real rough. Look at this, Joe. When you look at the projected spreads in all these games and whatnot, West Virginia could be dogs in 10 of their 12 games. Mm. 10 of their 12 games, aside from Kansas and Towson at home, they're going to be dogs every single week. And I only got to lose 7 of those games to win this bet, go 5-7. I'll take it, Joe. Under 5.5 for West Virginia for me. I think that there's a little juice to that. Actually, no. The under, Joe, is plus 100. Under 5.5 is plus 100, and they're going to be dogs in probably 10 of their 12 games. Under for West Virginia, one of my favorites.
All right, I'm going to do this. I'm debating because I'm not getting value. I'm looking for the people here and the listeners, something that's not too juiced to the under or over. And what's on the board? So I'm going to go with Oregon State. I can't do that. I'm on over Oregon State, but I'm not going to give it out. It's minus 180. I mean, that's ridiculous. 2-1 just for an over. How about this? I mean, it's slight, but I think from a schedule perspective, I'm going under. Boston College, it's juiced to the under, minus 130, 6.5. I know Jakrovic comes back. They have Zay Flowers, Garwo. I understand that, but their schedule is very difficult. And again, I don't think that they're an elite team. They lost to teams like Florida State, especially at home last year. There was regression. And if I want to look at their schedule because I know it's very difficult. Under 6.5. They face off against Rutgers. I know they've dominated them in the series, but that's no gimme to start. Virginia Tech, I'll give them a win along with Maine. They always start out slow. But then Florida State, Louisville, Clemson, Wake Forest, UConn is no easy out now. So we'll give them 2-3. Give them the I gave them a win against UConn and Duke. Fine. Then NC State, Notre Dame, Syracuse. That's only 6. I'm going under Boston College.
Okay.
I'm not sold on them.
I'm not going near it. There's too many games that they should win in that mix that they might win a fluky game in the ACC against somebody they shouldn't beat. That might screw you on that, Joe. So I hope you get it. I'll be rooting for you because I'll probably be playing against them most weeks. So let's see there. I'm taking an over with Coastal Carolina out of the Sun Belt. This is a flat 8 right now, Joe, with plus 110 to the over. So you got a little bit of a parachute for a push if they go 8-4. And for me, Joe, this is just experienced quarterback and coached combination. You know, Grayson McCall been there for a few years now. Everybody knows that, you know, Coastal really burst on the scene 2 years ago, especially during the COVID year. If they can beat Army this week, Joe, which is a game I know we're going to talk about probably a lot on Friday night, if they can get that game, you know, beat Gardner-Webb in Buffalo and start 3-0 out of conference, although I think Gardner-Webb, didn't they put Gardner-Webb in that dopey conference now, Joe? Are they in that dopey conference now? But still, they start 3-0. I think we can get to 9 with this team. They've got a bunch of games where they should be big favorites. Terry, Old Dominion, Georgia Southern, Southern Miss, Coastal Carolina get me to 9-3, plus 100 over 8, Joe.
All right, I'm going to stick in, and this is just knowing the individual. You know, UL Monroe was 4-8 last year, okay? And I understand Rich Rodriguez moved on to coach Jacksonville State, but my friend took that team from 0-10 to 4-8, okay? Chandler Rogers is a good quarterback, and I know in his days at Akron, all he did was progress each and every year, okay? And you want to go from 4-8 to 2.5 wins this year at minus 115 to the over, I'm taking UL Monroe. Listen, I don't know if they get to 5 wins, but I know they get to 3 wins. I think he's going to elevate this program. He's a great coach. He's a great in-game coach. And don't be shocked if he strikes an upset along the way. He knocked off Troy last year, played very well against the better teams in the Sun Belt, knocked off Liberty as a 32.5 point favorite, got some more JUCO talent in there. Defense will be improved. I liked UL Monroe over the 2.5.
Going with Terry over 2.5, huh? God bless him. I hope he gets it, Joe. It'd be great if he did. I am going under against one of your favorite coaches also, and that's Jeff Scott at South Florida. Under 4.5 for South Florida. Let's be honest here, Joe. In the projected spreads, they're going to be dogs in 10 out of 12 games. 10 out of 12 games, they're going to be dogs. Howard and Temple, the only two games that they're projected to be favorites. And I only have to get to 8 losses to win this. Yeah, I'm going to take the under 4.5 at minus 130 for South Florida and Jeff Scott. Sorry,
Joe. I don't like it. Sorry.
Too many tough games. They got a real bad draw. They play a lot of the best teams in the conference on the road. They just, it's going to be ugly. They get UCF at home, who's going to whack them. This is probably a 2-10 year for USF again. So give me the under 4.5.
I'm leaning to a lot of unders, but I'm going to go with the over, and I've already said it. LSU minus 140. They have too much talent for them to go under 6 wins, okay? I'm just going to say this. Now, John Emery's out for a couple games, 2-game suspension. Noah Cain is there from Penn State. Wide receivers are legit with Kayshawn Booty and those playmakers. Whether it's Jaden Daniels, I actually think it's going to be Nussmeier, but we'll see. We'll see how he juggles that carousel. That defense with B.J. Ojulari is going to be legit as well. They're physical at every level. They're going to surprise some people. And I'll just say this. I don't know if they win week 1, but – forget week one, okay? Just forget it right now. They're going to be at least a 7 or an 8 win football team. So I'm going over LSU. I've talked about it ad nauseum on the show, why I like them. I'm not backing down.
Not backing down from LSU. And I can't believe I'm doing this, Joe, for my last one. Back-to-back years, I'm backing Greg Schiano at Rutgers. He got me over the number last year. It is a flat 4 this year. And really only 2 games I feel very good about, which is Wagner and Temple. But they also play Indiana at home. That's 3. Maybe they can surprise Boston College this week, get me to the push right out of the gate. I think that Schiano has them going in the right direction. Then they're going to take a couple of these Big Ten games this year. I just do. They might go in and surprise. These road games aren't great. They could win at Maryland. Maybe they surprise Michigan State one weekend. You never know, Joe. I'm going to take Rutgers over the 4. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, so we ran through a lot of over-unders there. I know who you like now for the season. And we've got through all the games for tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, Joe, we, of course, will be on and in the mix for all of the Thursday night games that will be happening. We'll probably get the second half of the Penn State game, those late night games against the FCS teams like for Arizona State and obviously Fresno, right? I said Fresno's playing Cal Poly or something silly like that.
Yeah, you're going to watch that game while when we're on air, you're going to be watching the Fresno game while Penn State is in the fourth quarter? Yeah.
Well, I got multiple TVs in here, Joe. That's why we watch more than one game at once.
I understand. I got multiple TVs, too, but you're going to zone in on that game?
Well, obviously, no. The game we're going to have the most focus on. Well, what happens if you get your wish and Penn State's up by 25 in the fourth quarter tomorrow night? Why do I got to watch that game?
Oh, well, you just turn it off when the game's in doubt? You don't watch what happens after that?
Depends on what I got going on the game. Why, if I only play Purdue in that game tomorrow night and they're down 25 in the fourth quarter, why the hell am I watching? Mm. I'm moving on to the next one. Mm. That's how it goes, Joe.
I don't know.
We'll also dive into Friday night's games tomorrow night as well.
Yes, Friday night has a sexy slate.
TCU and Colorado.
That's my game.
I know.
That's a sexy slate. Durrell. My name is Durrell.
Carl Durrell. His final year in Boulder starts on Friday night.
What else?
You got Duke on. Duke's on Friday night, too, right? Duke and Temple. Is that game Friday night?
Yes.
Jeez. Illinois and Indiana?
Va Tech, ODU.
Oh, wow. ODU on the money line. Let's go.
Well, scramble.
All right, Joe. I'll see you tomorrow night for college football. Great job by Andrew Torres. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night. Cash some tickets. Get ready. College football starts tomorrow, baby. We'll see you then. Have a good night.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.